The Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John's gospel really calls us to the mystery of God. And I thought of this bit I heard from comedian Pete Holmes. I didn't listen to his whole thing, but I caught this clip. And he said, and reading John 1, it kind of parallels, it connects here. He says, "My God is not an old man in a sky. It's a metaphor for the mystery that absolutely transcends all categories of human thought, including being and non-being, but that is too many words for the back of a quarter." And then he says, that's Joseph Campbell. He says, "I got all the best teachers later in life, like Barry Taylor, the road manager from AC/DC, said God is the name of the blanket we put over the mystery to give it shape." And then he says, "Shouldn't I have learned that in church? Why am I learning this from Barry Taylor, the road manager for AC/DC?" Right? We ponder this mystery. And I think at times, even as the church, we don't do a good enough job to invite people into this mystery and to allow people to just get lost in the awe of who we say God is and how the Christian message and story actually really permits ourselves. It's part of it to say we don't have a full grasp on this God, but the God that we know that has come to us in the flesh shows us, on the one hand, who God truly is, but at the same time keeps us humble in never fully being able to grasp it, right? Luther pondered this mystery when he preached on John 1 on Christmas Day. He said, "The Word is also eternal because it did not have an origin in the beginning, but it was already in the beginning. It did not begin, but when other things began, it was already present in existence. And its existence did not begin when all things began, but it was already present. Since there is but one God, it must be true that God himself is the Word, which was in the beginning before all creation. The Word was with God, and yet God was the Word. So also the words, 'all things were made through him.' This passage also based upon the first chapter of Genesis where all created things are mentioned which God had made in order to show that we were all made by the Word." If you were to ask me how I would describe Lutheran spirituality, I would say that it is a spirituality of the Word. But note that this Word is more than just the Bible, it's more than just the Scriptures, it is the Word made flesh, Jesus. The Word of God that comes to us in Jesus, the Word of God that makes God tangible to us, God's Word of promise, connected to water, bread, and wine. It is a spirituality of the Word that offers us some tangibility to the mystery of God, a God that is beyond our comprehension and understanding. I don't fault anyone who is outside the church and hears the Christian message to find it a bit unbelievable. Because how do we make sense of the pre-existing Word also being a flesh and blood person? Born of a particular woman in a particular location. Yet the pronouncement of this Word made flesh is a significant proclamation that Christians make. In the God that is beyond our understanding, the Christian message is that this God that is beyond our understanding has become human, and by truly becoming human, we can come to know who God truly is. Even though we can never fully understand and fathom all that God has done for us. Athanasius puts it this way: to try to number all that Christ has done for us, it's like gazing at the open sea and trying to count the waves. How can we take all that in? Athanasius goes on to say, "For the things that transcend one's thought are always more than those one thinks that one has grasped." It is this incarnate Word made flesh that does give us a true sense of who God is. Because this is the God who weeps at the tomb of a loved one. It tells us something about who God is, doesn't it? This is a God who is very open about being vulnerable. It tells us something about who our God is. This is a God who died and rose again, and they ate breakfast on the beach with his friends. That tells us something about the God that we believe in. And it's truly through the words and deeds of Jesus that we can better grasp, yet not fully grasp, who our God is. If someone says, "I understand God," I'd say, "Drop it." Right? Like, you don't, you know. You think you got God figured out, you don't. Lose it. Right? See, what Pete Holmes sadly did not encounter much is incarnational faith. Because we can't reduce this Christmas truth to dry proclamations of doctrine or messages of sappiness. The extraordinary message of Christmas is that God is in the ordinary moments of our lives. In Christ, God enters the ordinary. God enters the mundane. God enters the profane. And when we gather for worship that is the source and summit of our life together as Christians, we are filled with some tangibility of God's grace and God's presence. And then we enter the world with eyes of faith. We enter that mystery of a God who is always with us in that daily rhythm of our lives. Last night I was speaking about how God is making a home with us in Luke's Christmas story. You notice in John's Christmas story, it's just as an explicit declaration. I said this a couple Christmases ago, and we had a Bible study around this. You remember the N.T. Wright's Bible study, right? The Rankins remember this, right? And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Cheryl, you might have been part of that Bible study too, right? A better translation: the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Right? Our God became flesh and made God's home among us. God moves in with us. As we are in awe of the mystery of God that transcends our understanding and our comprehension, we also know that God is with us and Christ has moved in with us. And when it comes to incarnational faith, we're saying that we encounter Christ in the reading of the scriptures, preaching of the word, and that Christ meets us at the table, the Holy Supper, and also in the mutual consolation of our sisters and brothers in Christ. We see Christ there. It is that incarnational, sacramental life that gives us eyes of faith to see the mystery of God, to give God shape. And we see it in our morning routines, We see it when we're doing our household chores, when we're out running errands, at work, and at play. The Christian life doesn't call us just to talk about God, but our lives are to bear witness to God. It's to testify to the light that shines in the darkness. Now, Pete Holmes shouldn't have just learned about the mystery of God in church. He should have learned it from the church, from the people, in that incarnational faith, in that love that is shared, supposed to be shared, by fellow Christians amongst one another and out to the world. For as the body of Christ in the world, our lives are transformed by an incarnational God that meets us in word and sacrament, and that we should share the love of God in such a way that it offers a blanket that gives God shape for people as they navigate in a dark and broken world. The word that has become flesh keeps us humble in our understanding of who God is and all that God has done. But this God is not distant from us. God lives among us. God has moved in with us. The joy of Christmas and the Christian witness is found in a relational God who knows our pain, who knows our joy, and who knows death, and then gives us life. Let us rejoice in that good news. Let us trust in the promise, and not just talk about God, but allow the love of God to be tangible in our lives for the sake of others. A Lutheran spirituality of the word is a spirituality that dives into the tangibility of God, who has moved in with us and essentially promises never to move out of our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.